18, episode 7. You're not here to be rehabilitated. Look at where I started and look at where I'm now standing. After 4 years of living on death row and being kept in total isolation, I realized that in order for me to fight off the psychotic disorder known as schizophrenia and the daily hovering and fluttering fog of supervisors that seemed to constantly linger in the atmosphere here, I had to find a way to never allow my mind to be idle in this tiny room that felt like a tomb. So, at the age of 21 years old, I began doing what some inmates around me deemed to be a waste of time. I started studying for the General Educational Development Test, the document that we call a GED in America, which is considered the equivalent of a high school diploma. After immersing myself in long hours of studying subjects such as science, mathematics, interpretation of literature, and the arts, I took the test and I passed my GED. I can remember feeling a strong sense of self-esteem and satisfaction from the accomplishment. To me, it was more than just the bare affirmation on a piece of paper. It meant something deeper, something that couldn't be expressed in your words. The attainment of my GED had ignited a flicker of hope within me. No one else knew it, but I was keenly aware of this new eternal spirit. Several weeks later, in my quest to extend and further my education, I filled out the required inmate request for interview form, petitioning to be seen by the Prison Classification Committee to ask for their permission and written authorization to take some college courses. I wasn't sure what type of degree I wanted to pursue or the subject I wanted to study. I just knew that inside of me I had a burning desire to continue to improve and empower myself with knowledge, despite being hunted by the ever-present threat of execution. This college education would be paid for by a church community, so pursuing my education wouldn't be of any worth on the prison system whatsoever. I was upbeat and optimistic simply from the fact of knowing that this was a possible opportunity in my life. For the first time in my life, I felt that I was in harmony doing something that was morally right. Conscientiously, in my psyche, in the division of the psychoanalytic theory that the Austrian neurologist Sigmund Freud called the superego, in my superego, I felt an urge awaken. I was about to avow to make my prison cell my university instead of my past. Thinking back, I can vividly recall the exact day that I was summoned to the prison library before the classification committee due to my request. The brief moment felt like an interview in front of God. It occurred right after channel call on the Sunday in around 12 o'clock noon. In my small 5'6" frame, there I stood with two prison guards on each side of me, leg irons wrapped around my ankles, handcuffs behind my back, in a room full of white individuals, eagerly seeking my solicitation for a college education. Even though I was in prison and sitting on death row, this was a significant moment for me. To my surprise, I was bluntly denied my chance at college. Nothing in the interview transpired the way I previously visualized with so much enthusiasm. I could remember my ego being crushed from experience. I can also admit that I felt really hash it out. But I kept my cool and emotions intact. The board didn't even vote on my request. Supposed to be the institution's policy. I was abruptly told by the unit board, no. Before I could even finish making my address. His exact words to me were, "Raise, having an education now won't help you. You have been sentenced to die. You are not here. Rehabilitated." Wow. Damn. His words have sunk deep as I stood in his prison library full of books. 22 years later, after reading countless articles, after studying science, politics, Greek philosophy, the power of art, the criminal justice system, and so much more, after self-educating myself, I would still be sitting in solitary confinement on death row, fighting against the odds. But at this particular point in my life, I would now be recognized as a talented artist, a public speaker, a social justice activist, and about to deliver a relevant speech before Unitarian audience in Fairbanks, Alaska, on the topic of racism and the criminal justice system through the prison telephone line. After delivering my powerful presentation during the Q&A session, a lady who happened to be impressed with my speech spoke into the microphone and asked me if I had ever attended college, prison. My response to her was simply, no. I have never attended college, but I can tell you this, miss. Because of my drive to rehabilitate myself and my will to grow from this unfortunate and harsh experience in my life, while in prison, I've been invited to give several informative lectures at universities such as Stanford, Yale, and the University of Geneva in Switzerland, just to name a few. I didn't tell her about the occasion when the ward tried to kill my spirit by denying me the privilege to attend college many years ago, because a part of me didn't think that she would honestly believe. After all, I wasn't sent to prison to see or to right my wrongs. Society had sent me to prison